Scott Hardy in for Mary Griffith on The Mary Griffith Show. And my pleasure, the first time I've gotten to speak to this fine gentleman, it's the Bugman. Of course, we're talking with the proprietor, Jerry, here at Advantage Termite and Pest Control. Good morning.
Good morning.
And it is very important for folks to, it's a never-ending battle, isn't it? The battle that people have with keeping pests out of their home, isn't it?
Always ongoing. We definitely have job security out there with everything that's going on, whether it be spiders, termites, bed bugs, roaches, you name it.
Now, this isn't just something where it's like, you know, oh, I don't want bugs in my home, and people feel that way. But there's a very important reason why you don't want these bugs in your home.
Right. There's several pests that spread disease, bacteria, whether it be roaches, rodents, there's several things that can be spread around, and it's not just a sightly thing, it's a health issue also.
Yeah, so this is why in the end you may need the help with a professional like Jerry here at Advantage Termite and Pest Control, one of our fine sponsors. Glad to have you along here. And I imagine it always varies by the time of season about what pest you're dealing with, right?
Yes, yes. Obviously, in the springtime, you're going to have the spiders, the centipedes, that type of thing. Have a lot of calls for the oriental roaches, which are water bug is the nickname for those. But yeah, and with the weather we've had, with the amount of moisture, it's and the heat, it's made the pest very abundant.
Yeah, and where do they come into the house? I mean, where exactly are there entry points? Of multiple entry points? Or?
Yes. Whenever we do a service, that's one of the things that we look for are entry points. The majority of the time, you're looking around poorly sealed windows, door frames, or where it needs to have door sweeps put on the doors. Depending on the foundation of the house, whether it's an old rock foundation that the mortar needs to be updated and seal the rock that way, or with a block foundation, sometimes the block will separate and then the cracks need to be filled in with something as simple as silicone. And a big, especially with rodents, a big entry point is where the central air conditioning line goes into the house. There's putty that's around there. The putty over the years, it starts to sag and creates a hole there, and it's a prime opportunity for rodents to enter that area.
Now, some of these, of course, you'll need professionals to take care of, like if your foundation is settling. But things like that, if it's just a thing of silicone, well, it's just a matter of getting yourself a caulking gun and some of that clear silicone, and then just on a nice temperate day.
Right. You know? Right, exactly. Yeah, it doesn't take a lot to do it. I'm not a construction type person. I have family that does that. So, but it's something that, like I said, whenever we see something like that, we can point it out. And a lot of times it's minor things that need to be taken care of and, you know, just to point it out, and then, you know, the homeowner then can take care of it.
Okay, very, very good. So it's just one of the joys of owning a home, isn't it? That you really always have to be vigilant.
There's always something to do.
Yeah, it really, really is. So, folks, this is why you go ahead and watch out for that. Do these type of pests, I mean, do they come up through your plumbing at all?
Usually not through the plumbing. Many of the bugs, there's springtails, there's the roaches, various types. They'll be around. Those are the common areas with the sinks. All the plumbing have what's called the P-traps in them that actually keep water in there so you don't get the sewer gas back in the house. So usually something isn't going to come through the plumbing. There are times when we found basically toilets that haven't been used for many, many months, and that has dried out, and we found rodents that have come up through the pipes there. So yes, that is a possibility, but usually with the insects, that's not going to be, you know, the area of concern.
Okay. All right, very good. We're talking it over with Jerry Smith with Advantage Termite and Pest Control, and why you really need to keep these bugs out and these pests out. And what do you think is the toughest type of pest that you deal with on a daily basis, Jerry?
I would say bed bugs would be the toughest. Bed bugs can be picked up literally anywhere. They're hitchhikers. I don't want to incriminate anybody by saying this. I don't want to sound like it's all their fault, but you can get them from restaurant chairs. You can get them from movie theaters. You can get them from doctor's offices. Obviously, hotels are a very common place to pick them up and bring them home. All it takes is one inseminated female. She lays 1 to 3 eggs every day, and then the explosion happens.
Wow. Yeah, it used to be way back in the day that traveling by train was a common thing for that
right.
to happen, too.
Right, yes. Train seats, plane seats, again, they can be anywhere. They're carried in belongings of a person, whether it's a purse, a coat, or on the person themselves. And, you know, one hops off on a seat, you're the next person to sit down, and they climb on you without knowing it, you bring them home.
Right, because you don't know it because they're so small.
Right, exactly. The adult is the size of an apple seed, and about the color of an apple seed, and the eggs, whenever they hatch, they are clear in color, almost translucent. Unless they're on the right backdrop, you're not going to see them at all.
Wow.
And they're about the size of a pinhead. Very, very small and very light. Most people don't feel them crawling on them. And especially on the clothing, you're not going to feel that. But, like I said, it's sometimes a challenge depending on the household that we go into, the apartment that we go into. There's, besides our service that we perform, there's other things that need to be addressed as far as the household itself. And then in cooperation with the customer, you know, the problem can be taken care of.
Yeah, it's kind of an extensive system to get rid of bed bugs, isn't it?
Depending on the company has different, each company has different ways of taking care of it. Some companies use chemical, some companies use heat, some companies use a combination. Our company uses a biologic product, so there's actually no chemical in it. So there's, it's been kind of narrowed down to the areas that are of concern, to the areas that are affected. So we can bring that cost down. We can bring the overall trouble, disruption, if you will, to the customer. And so it's being kind of fine-tuned. And I'm not going to say it's easier, but, yeah, it's more extensive as far as the detail work that has to be done. But, again, it's not the overall trouble that it's been in the past.
Right, right. And I would imagine that's just kind of a delicate conversation to have with people. I mean, because the vast majority of people don't realize that, that it's happened, but then all of a sudden they notice, I guess you would call it the symptoms,
right.
The results of that, and then it's just like, well, we don't know, but here's what we need to do
right.
to get rid of it.
So. Right. And it's whether it's just cleaning the house, that their portion of it has to be done. Obviously, the affected material as far as the bedding, curtains, clothing, that type of thing. There's a lot of work for the homeowner still. And it's a definitely a delicate conversation in some instances that, when people have to be addressed with this.
Well, sure. But I mean, it's at the same time, it's just something that has to be done. So, yeah, basically.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're talking it over with Jerry Smith of Advantage Termite and Pest Control at 940. Back with more here on the Mary Griffith Show on WTAD. Welcome back to the Mary Griffith Show. Scott Hardy in for Mary on this cloudy Tuesday, 18 in front of the hour. In studio now, it's Jerry Smith, the bug man from Advantage Termite and Pest Control. Jerry, glad to have you along here. And wanted to get into these problems that we've been talking about here, whether it be bed bugs, mice, or any type of other vermin. You have to be careful about the type of business that you use, the type of provider that you use, because like anything else, unfortunately, There are folks who are more worried about making a buck than providing the service that homeowners need.
Right, right. There are businesses in town, pest control businesses, that are reputable. They do a good job. If there is actually something that I don't take care of, I will, you know, recommend other companies to get their problem taken care of. There are companies that, like you said, they're worried more about the bottom line and making a buck than they are the customer or the customer's problem. So we advise people, especially with big ticket items, with your bed bugs, your termites, they are expensive. I recommend that people, you know, call, even if I'm the first one there, I give them their price. I tell them what we do. I tell them, I am not offended, and I think you should call, you know, at least a couple other companies, see how they do the treatment and see, you know, what their price is going to be. And they can get the feeling of, you know, who's going to be better for them. And sometimes it is me and sometimes it isn't me. But it's what any sensible person should do with any type of thing, not just pest control. You're not going to go out and, you know, probably buy the car from the first dealership you go to. You know, you're going to check with other dealerships and see what prices they have. And, again, type of service, type of salesman they have. But so it works the same way with pest control.
Right. So go ahead and rely on the the Better Business Bureau, for instance. Go to BBB.org and look folks up and just to see who's getting a good rating and who doesn't. It,
right.
It does matter.
Right. Exactly. And on the other side of that, just be careful of other companies out there, that the ones that are looking to, you know, make a buck. There are companies that are very pushy. Do the door-to-door sales. The reputable companies here in Quincy, we don't do the door-to-door sales. When someone has a problem, they'll call, and that's where our business comes from. With our advertising, they know who we are, not just myself, but other companies in town. And so it's something you definitely have to be careful. Don't be pushed into signing on the dotted line, you know, before that person leaves your house. That's not the way business should be done. You should have time to think about your type of service that you want. Again, call other companies. Just don't let them not give you that opportunity.
Right, and you other reputable businesses, you'll provide a quote, so that way they'll know, you'll explain the whole process that you're going to do, so
right.
That way, no surprises.
Right, exactly.
All right.
And I tell them also that, you know, in the meantime, if you come up with other questions, or after talking with other companies, if you have other questions, call us. You know, still, we'd be more than happy to answer the questions. But it's not something you definitely don't want to rush into.
Exactly, exactly. If folks are interested in getting in touch with you, what's the best way to do it, Jerry?
They can call us here in Quincy at 217-224-9831.
All righty, 224-9831. Jerry Smith, the Bug Man with Advantage Termite and Pest Control, it's been a pleasure to meet you.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, sorry Mary wasn't here, because I know Mary would be fawning all over you. So, you know, just
hope you feel better, Mary.
Yeah, she will be. She'll be back at it tomorrow. 9:46, back with more on The Mary Griffith Show on WTAD.